This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, May 6th. Well, wheat markets had a big day yesterday, pushing sharply higher, led by Kansas City, as we see the weather conditions turning dry and warm again in the western, southern, and central plains. So while the region of dryness seems to be shrinking, it's still fairly intense in those western plains, which is quite often the case. That's normally where your dryness is. But you started out way deficit at the beginning of the growing season, and it looks like we're going to head into the tail end of the growing season under similar conditions. So I would expect that you'll continue to see yield declines in those areas, whereas the central and the eastern part of the plains have gotten some pretty decent moisture, and we would expect to see yields stabilize there. In the northern plains, there too you have weather problems, but it's just the opposite. It's wet and cool, a significant turnaround from where we were just a month ago, but it has been persistently cool across the far northern plains, the Dakotas, Minnesota, eastern Montana, and they've gotten a fair amount of rain, especially in the Dakotas, in far eastern and southeast Montana, across South Dakota as well, and into Minnesota. That's major spring wheat country, and it's up into the Canadian prairies too. So spring wheat, while it wasn't the leader yesterday, it certainly is keeping pace quite well with Kansas City. Chicago following along wasn't quite as strong as the hard wheats, but still the wheat in general had a very strong day. We are starting to take note of the dryness developing in Europe across the major wheat areas of northern France, across Germany into Poland. That accounts for almost half of European production. The UK is about a third of EU production, and it too has been fairly dry. That's over the last 2 to 3 weeks. The forecast for the next 2 weeks is to remain dry. So that's a long stretch when you're just getting your growing season started. And it's not just wheat that would affect your corn as well. Help farmers get in the field and get things planted, but you do need to see some moisture come. So that's starting to have an impact in the wheat space as well, in particular since Europe has been really leaned on to provide wheat with the absence of the Black Sea, and now with the likely absence of India, which kind of started this run earlier in the week, and then we had some more of that yesterday in addition to what we're seeing here in the U.S. and in Europe. India has also been an abrupt turnaround. It was expected to be really a saving grace here in the wheat space, and now it's, if you get any exports at all, it's probably just going to be a couple million tons. Not anywhere near the 10 to 12 that was being bandied about here just a couple weeks ago. So a huge change coming at a time when the world really could have used that wheat. The intense heat that we're hearing about in India, Pakistan, the Middle East is having an impact not just on India, but all of the rest of the Middle East countries and across North Africa as well. So this is all bullish wheat. I think the market, as we know, it's been in a bull market for quite some time, and it's getting long in the tooth, as some would say. And I think that we are due for the market to have some sort of culmination. I've always been looking for early May, right around the crop report. Well, that is next Thursday. The market does appear to have started that next leg up. The question is, how far is this going to take us? Minneapolis is already into new highs. We've taken out those late Feb, early March highs. The back months of the winter wheats have done that as well. It's just the front months that have kind of lagged here. But those were the biggest movers in the beginning anyway. So they had a little bit of a tougher hill to climb to get back to those highs. I think we will. If it stays dry in Europe, and if India shuts off exports, or if, you know, which we probably will find out here in the next week or two, I think it sends wheat, you know, up even higher. But for now, I'm looking for the front months to test the highs from early March, and that's probably all we're going to get. It'll be a major double top. Market will come back down into mid-June, most likely, as we get into the harvest here in the U.S., and then we'll see where we go. You know, the planting delays in the Midwest for corn and beans are because there's too much rain. So the moisture is there if and when you get the crop in. And I think farmers will opt to get the crop in, even if it's late, even after prevent plant. You can just make more money than you can at this point going to planting rather than the prevent plant insurance. So corn still, though, needs to, you know, protect its acreage base. We had an outside day lower in corn a few days ago, and the market really has not confirmed it. It's basically chopped around, right around unchanged for the last 2 or 3 days. And, you know, it struggled to catch some of the bullish momentum from wheat, which I think is telling. And even soybeans started out fairly strong yesterday, but really couldn't hang on. Even though we closed higher, it was at the low end of the range. So I think corn and beans both will struggle to continue this upward momentum. I think wheat will take another run. I think it'll pull corn with it and get corn up into new highs briefly. All of this I think will happen in the next week and a half, something like that. And then we head south, and then we go into the growing season. Row crops are going to be fine in the Midwest, at least initially. The long-range weather forecasts do suggest that the heat and the dryness will return to the plains and even the northern plains, but it's hard to envision that that's going to be an issue, at least for the first half of the growing season. There's a lot of moisture that has come into the northern plains, a complete opposite picture of what we had last year. So I think all of this at some point pressures the market. Minneapolis will probably be the deepest to fall. You know, I think they'll get that crop in. It'll be late, but we've seen this lateness before and the crop does fine. You know, as long as the moisture is there, it's going to be okay. So I'm looking for, again, that one last gasp up. I think it'll be probably fairly dramatic for wheat and it'll be just enough to pull corn into new highs, barely. I don't see beans going into new highs here in the next week or two, but beyond that, I would look for some sell signals and get some sales on the books because I think then we're headed into a pretty decent correction as we work our way into early summer. Also, it's worth noting that Brazil has turned back dry again too. The rainy season, which normally ends in mid to late May, appears to have ended early. You still got half the growing season ahead of us for their second season corn crop. Some of that heat and dryness is happening as it's pollinating. So we're seeing yield declines happen fairly quickly in Brazil. This all is bullish. They harvest in June, July. That crop would have been available to the market at that time. And I think that that's going to be very supportive for old crop corn. New crop corn, we'll see, but I think the bull spreads will work in corn even if the market is pulling back into early summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.